Le'ili nishmas of kanimish kamen ben reli melech. Nadarim prag yud mishna aleph. Nara hamayrosa avil uvala mifir nidareha. Nara marosa, that's a girl that's 12 years old in one day, that brings two sirus, she's called a naira, up until 6 months. And also a ketana, which is a ketana that's 11 years old in one day, she can also make a nether. We're going to see soon what we're talking about. In certain situations, she can make a nether, if she has a certain amount of das. Avia uvala mefi nedarea. These girls, their father and their husband, are made for the nether. In other words, if a person was mekadish, a ketana that can make nedarim, let's say she's a little over 11 years old, or he's mekadish and naira, so let's say she's 12 years and 2 months, naira marasa. So you need both her father and her husband to be made for the nether. Both of them. Hefer ha'av lo hefer ha'bal. If only the father's made for, but the husband's not, hefer ha'av lo hefer ha'av. Or vice versa, the husband was made for, but her father wasn't. Einu mufer. That's not mufer. That doesn't work. Her nether is still kayim. Ve'ein tzarech lomer shekiyam echad mehem. And obviously, if the Mishnah says that we have to have both of them be mefer, we don't have to mention if one of them was mekayim. Let's say the father is mekayim and the husband was mefer. That doesn't work because you need both of them to be mefer. So the Rav says this is obvious. The Mishnah doesn't even have to say this. So what we're actually talking about now is a case where, let's say, for example, the father was mefer, and then the father says, you know what? I regret being mefer. And he goes to a chacham and he's mater that hafara. So now you have the father is mater it. And now the husband comes and he's mefer, and then the father's mefer. So they're both mefer. Or let's say in that case, the father was mefer right after he was mater it. And then the husband was mefer right afterwards. At the end of the day, after somebody already was mekayimit, he was mater that kiyim. In that situation, it's not a good hafara. Even though, at the very end, both of them were actually mefer, the Rav says, since there was a point in time where one of them was mekayimit, so there was a point in time where it was impossible for both of them to be meferit, you can no longer be meferit. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, where it says, Ein lomer shekiyam echad mehem, that if one of them was mekayim, then there's no way to be made for the nether.